Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Big Band, the largest chicken, and a tattoo song. It's all coming up right after this.
I saw her standing in a corner with a corn dog in her hand. By the way, she took the first bite. I knew I was her man.
Yeah.
Never mind the lazy eye, she's got that look soft to the right. She can see behind her when there's danger at night. We got a corn dog love, rub-a-dub-dub, sitting in a tub. It's the kind of love that daddy's been dreaming of. Corn dog love, corn dog love.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We made it, everybody.
So far, so good.
Yeah, we have, oh, this is nice. Josh, your buns are tickling over there?
They sure are, yes.
You're going left cheek, right cheek, left cheek,
kind of doing
right
a...
cheek, left cheek, whoa, right cheek.
Grinding type thing.
Do you remember a song called, a dance called The Stroll?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of stroll up through. I think Soul Train did a version of that, like some sort of dance everybody participated in.
Well, that's very nice.
Very cool.
There's Chick, Ace, Josh, I'm Tom, that's Willie G, Patty G's in the next room. You look like a floating head there, Pat. I'm seeing you in the big screen. You got your blue shirt,
blue
your blue
here,
background.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Mecca, lecca, high, mecca, hiney, ho. Next time, black or gray.
Pat does look like the accountant for the mob.
Damn right.
Hey. Christy Lee is at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. I can see her from there.
Hey.
We'll get a song out of Pat in just a second. But first, we're going to check in with the sporting news. Anything happening?
Yeah, real quick. Utah Jazz, Tom, your favorite NBA team. A game from closing out their series against the Grizzlies. Of course, the Grizzlies are in Memphis. They're lousy with grizzly bears in Tennessee.
And in the jazz capital of the universe, Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm. Jazz hold off the Grizzlies 122.
It really bothers you, doesn't it?
It's just annoying.
I'm sure they have a jazz club there.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Not even
it's
one.
It's called Whitey's.
Still like
is
jazz.
Right?
What are you doing?
It's all saxophones.
Whitey's.
Ladies and gentlemen, now a little bit of New Orleans jazz.
Going on down.
It's Bix Beiderbecke. That's right. Hi, Bix.
I think Bix was more big band than jazz, I think.
Oh, this is rehearsing.
You know, back when I was
backstage in the green room.
Yeah. What?
When I was a little baby DJ, I used to run a big band show with a guy named Paul Bundy. He was a big band expert.
Bundy. He was the big band Bundy.
Big band Bundy expert. And the only new jazz he liked was Maynard Ferguson. You remember he did a version of Rocky Gonna Fly Now.
Sure.
I'll do it for you.
Oh, that's working.
Remember that? Gonna fly now. Going to the bank now.
Chasing a chicken now.
Oh. We have chicken news coming up. Speaking of chasing chickens.
Mm-hmm. Chicken lips.
Big chicken news. Mm.
Chicken
like
ever.
Big chickens or?
No. Well, no.
Okay.
What's the biggest chicken ever? What's the biggest chicken you think you could beat up?
Question. I've probably seen a chicken tall as like a second grader, probably.
A real chicken.
No, yeah. No way.
A little second grader, but yeah.
A real chicken as big as a... I don't believe you.
Largest chicken.
Kid.
No, the Jersey Giant is a big chicken.
Okay. Won't leave his house.
Now, are they
come on, yes, sissy!
As a reality show.
They're probably not as tasty, I would think.
No, I don't think that you would eat the largest chicken.
We'll update your chicken story.
How do the chickens get the
3 feet tall?
Sports, he wants to know.
No one likes you.
The giant, and I'm not. It's the C word in the story. Lives on a farm
cock?
In Kosovo.
I hope it's that one.
Yeah. Wow. Don't Google
that. I hope it's the boy chicken.
You're going to get a picture of that guy.
Yeah, you know, sitting at the edge of the bed.
That's the.
I didn't know I could say that
that's
word.
That's the equivalent of Rick rolling.
Right. I thought I couldn't say that word.
Well, no, and then the context about chickens, in the
rooster.
Context of chickens, you can.
Right.
He stands at 3 feet tall.
What?
That's what it says.
That's a big.
That is a big chicken.
Yeah, it's big.
What's the name of the chicken?
Does he have a name? Let's see. This is in Kosovo. Lucky guy.
Kosovo. That's just a little bit of radioactivity there, I would guess.
Boy, oh boy.
You were thinking Chernobyl?
Kosovo,
no, he's named
same place.
Merakai. Merakai.
I'm famous for a glowing pecker.
Merakai.
Glowing.
From radiation.
And you mean beak, sir?
Yes, beak. We say pecker. You say beak where you live.
Are you doing a Russian accent?
No, I have no idea.
I don't know what that was.
Very Kosovoian.
Croatian.
I have no idea. Very ethnic.
Very guttural.
Very, very ethnic.
Nailed it.
I knew today was going to be weird.
Pat, why don't we, let's just dig into the archive. Do a random song. What have you done
random.
For a while?
Once again, Pat is like, Pat, what are you doing calling on me for a song?
I don't have random things in front of me.
What do you do here? I'm to be adored.
Surely
I'm not
you've got
here to
something
play a song.
To be adored is right. I just don't have random things in front of me.
Well,
what do you want me to
sing? You don't have a chicken song?
I have a chicken song coming up. I do, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we do.
How about now?
Certainly looking forward to that.
I'd be fine. I'd be glad.
No, we can't do the chicken song right now.
No, we can't do
so
it.
So long as it's better than Maury's.
That's a classic. Oh, ghost chickens? I love that. Well, we can play that later because it's actually appropriate for the thing. Why don't you do your song about tattooing? I really like that one.
I could do that, yeah.
And now we had a big story last week. There's a huge industry now of tattoo removal, multi-billion-dollar industry. One of the stats was 80% of women with tattoos want them removed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Seems pretty high, but...
I've never known women to make rash judgments and then want to change their minds.
Hang on a second. I'll take this through the art of humor.
Yes.
Yeah, how about those broads, huh? Boy, oh boy.
Did you really say that out loud?
They can't make a decision without their husbands. You're right, Josh.
Oh, my God in heaven.
I think there are a lot of guys. Wow. And now, with this new feature, how to stay single.
Can we get Josh's desk sponsored by a shovel?
Do you remember Tim Allen's big bit? He goes, yeah, women run the world. Oh, yeah, they make all the decisions at home. Yeah, they run the world. It's a shame we own everything. Yeah, that wouldn't fly now. Mm-hmm. Gonna fly.
Your tribute to the tattoo. Now, we should point out that you have a couple of unfortunate tattoos.
Yes, I do. In this song, you have to wade through the lies.
Okay, because you got your your both your first wife and your second wife had the same name, right?
Yep, and all my girlfriends. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I married Kim, felt like the right thing to do. Down in Jamaica, she got my name tattooed. We were drunk, I got her name tattooed too. Kim on my butt cheek. We got divorced after a couple of years. I don't see her name tattooed cause it's on my rear. But I feel her presence cause she's always right here. Bitching about something. She's always on my ass now. A Kim on my butt tattoo. She's on my ass forever. The alimony's past due. Into the grave, wide open. Bury me with my Kim tattoo. And she'll be there at the gravesite, saying your child support is due.
To a dead man. She can't help
herself. The bigger takeaway is that he still hasn't paid it.
Right, right.
Yeah. Very good, very good.
Wade through the lies.
Tribute to Tom Petty. That was very nice, Pat. Thank you.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Coming up, some new music about chickens, because we do have big chickens in the news.
Okay.
Not 3 foot tall chickens.
Not 3 foot tall chickens, no.
Boy. That is amazing.
Yeah, bigger than a second grader.
You were right, Willie. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Is that true?
Big chicken.
Yes, it's true. There was a 3 foot tall chicken.
Think of the drumsticks.
Kosovo.
Think of the sound. Buck. Buck. Buck.
How about
buck?
Buck. 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 How about balk instead of buck?
Let's go with balk.
Chickens go buck.
No, they don't.
Buck.
Buck. Buck. Buck.
No, horses go buck.
Buck. Buck. Buck.
They don't buck.
What are, you're
you know something? I just realized this discussion. Yeah. There's no way this is going to end well.
Like no,
it's just rest right now.
But it is.
I agree. No more bucking.
It
no.
does end. The buck stops here.
Right.
Okay. The man's on fire.
I'm glad the kid
he's had a nice rest. He's been Tom. Doing the show all weekend in his car.
Yes.
Were you guys just
okay,
fishing?
Okay, we have chicken talk.
Okay, I've got to say. Can't wait till chicken talk.
Now, you were fishing with your brothers?
Yeah, yeah.
And your mom was there?
No, she wasn't.
No. What?
She was
what?
Not. My mother and her husband, their camper, like the computer in it, exploded, and so they weren't able to leave. They weren't able to come up from Florida. So
they're gonna claim
well, it feels like they should just jet up there. I mean, she's rich. She can fly
anywhere. No. Her husband's name is Rich.
Oh!
They're not actually rich.
Confused.
A lot of money.
Yeah, just major vehicle trouble.
Don't they just have a car?
That's what we said. We said, we'll just drive.
Yeah, this is a scam. They did not want
to. They don't want to see it.
We said, go ahead and leave the camper. Drive your, well, we don't want to, you know, be a burden.
I see your mom with her, has his Rich by the collar. We have to think of a reason not to go.
No, she's quite sad.
Did you say their computer exploded?
In the, RV or whatever. So they were unable to do anything.
Did it catch on fire?
I don't know what happened, but it everything went wrong, and so they're getting it fixed, and they'll be up for 4th of July.
All right.
I don't know what's wrong, honey. I just Googled something here on the Pornhub. Computer's on fire. I was trying to find the world's biggest chicken.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. So, but you and your brothers were there.
Yeah, and my sisters-in-law and my nieces and nephews. Oh, fun. A lot of fun.
Did your brothers have any requests for Pat?
Keep making fun of me. Yes, my brother Jeff went on and on about how you're his favorite, Tom.
Oh gosh,
I'm not kidding. Boy, oh boy.
Really?
Yeah, because I
got to tell you, Tom's the funniest. I don't know what to do.
It's just because I pick on
He's
you.
He's like, I often agree with
and
him.
And I promise for the month of June, I'm not going to pick on you. In fact, you can ask Pat. There was a joke we had this morning in one of the songs.
That's true.
I removed it.
Well, Pat.
No.
I didn't put it in there.
I share
maybe I put it in there, but I took it out.
Yeah. Let's make that clear.
Well, we share the fly. You don't cut funny. Why wouldn't
Never
you
Never cut
it?
Funny, Josh.
Was it not funny?
Oh, it's funny.
Oh, it's hella funny.
We return to the sports page. Go ahead.
Charles Barkley has some harsh words for those Celtics fans who apparently threw a water bottle at Kyrie Irving's head. At his head yet. After Sunday night Celtics-Nets playoff game, a Celtics fan was seen appearing to throw, they have to say that. It's on video. He threw a water bottle directly at Kyrie, the Nets star. The fan was immediately arrested by police and since been banned by the Celtics. During halftime of the Clippers-Mavs game, the Inside the NBA crew reacted to the Kyrie incident, and Barkley said, quote, "Someone should take that guy's punk ass downstairs so Kyrie can handle him personally."
I agree. Yeah. Again, my idea, you have the you give the team mascot a bat. Let him just punch the guy in the face a couple times.
Now, did the water bottle hit him?
Do what now?
Did it hit him?
No, but it's like right there. Just,
okay. I'm surprised they had a bottle because everywhere I've gone lately, they don't give you the bottle.
Yeah, even plastic bottles, they'll pour into a cup.
They pour it into a cup for just that reason.
Maybe then it snuck it in.
Exactly.
How about
remember my concept from last year? And by concept, I mean it's bigger than an idea. It's like gravity is a concept.
Sure. All of your ideas.
You position snipers with paintball guns up in the thing. And then this guy throws it, all of a sudden, just four or five guys, rapid fire, right in the face. Paintball. That's going to hurt. Take him down.
But Kyrie's got to be able to shake this off, right? He's a grown man. He's a professional athlete.
Well, I believe that's your take on this, isn't it? He's an
athlete. This fan was totally out of line. But Kyrie should shrug it off and go, "That's all right. I got games to play."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mostly because of how much money he makes. Is that right?
It's when players lose their minds because somebody yelled something from the stands that I can't stand.
That's true. They bought their ticket, and they could say whatever they want. Is that where you are on this argument?
Not necessarily that they should, but yes.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yes, I do believe in the freedom of speech. Then I believe in the freedom of the guy that they're yelling at to go punch him in the face. They're right. Human beings.
That NBA fan, I think his name was Robin Flicker or something, he would stand behind the bench. I forget where it was or what fan, and he would just cuss him out.
Was he a lawyer?
Like, well, I think it might have been
DC.
The Wizards, I think.
Trying to motivate the players?
Yeah.
Just trying to motivate.
You guys suck!
They have some kind of childhood trauma they're trying to get over.
Yeah, that is a bizarre...
You're watching the best athletes in the world in the NBA. Go watch them enjoy the game, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
Big news out there but for our Bob and Tom listeners. This is from Alan. Dear fellows and Christy, June 15th is Gimpy's birthday.
Oh, the turtle?
He'll be 6 years old. That's right.
Gimpy, I love this turtle.
Gimpy the
turtle.
Oh, I remember Gimpy.
Scoffed and denied all, and then gosh,
there's a picture.
We have
Gimpy.
Pictures of
we
Gimpy.
Were met with evidence.
Gimpy is the pet turtle, right?
Gimpy, that's his favorite stuffed animal. Tom, you want to take?
Is that the marshmallow guy?
I believe that's
snowman.
Burl Ives from.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, very nice. And where does a Gimpy live? Do we know?
In
a home?
You know what? I'd rather not say where Gimpy lives.
Yeah, let's not.
We don't want to
get
turtle napped.
He'll be swamped.
Right. He will be swamped.
He'll be swamped.
Good job, Pat.
Can't dox him.
Thank you, Christy.
Remember, Pat's horny. Okay, coming up in sports, cicadas are going to be at the Olympics, even if there aren't any fans or athletes.
As you know, I have a pet cicada.
Oh, you do?
Orlando.
Orlando Cicada, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Retired. And
anybody get that?
That's fine.
No. Anybody?
That's
anybody?
Absolutely
Ace,
fine.
Ace, do you get that?
I get the attempt.
He retired and he went to live with Tom.
See, Orlando Cepeda, famous baseball player.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a cicada that's a pet, you've got to name him Orlando.
Why wouldn't you?
You better get him soon, though. They're not going to be around long. Because the males, after they mate, it's curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Females don't live much.
That's
longer.
How good cicada is.
Yeah, 17 years.
I had one land on me yesterday, kind of like a brooch.
It's like a brooch?
It's like a brooch? Like a big as a brooch.
Really?
Those weird looking eyes.
Yeah, pretty fascinating. I looked at him for a while.
There has to be someone who hot glued thread onto a cicada and hooked it to a pin and let it crawl.
What was that? What was that thing we did in biology where you put the flies and you cool them off something?
Yeah, you put them in a freezer
and then we would
back to life.
Yeah,
it
then
slows
you
them down.
Glue. I forget what.
What the hell did you do?
Yeah, when they wake up, you glue a little kite to them. I forget what we did.
You didn't have any cat
who
or dog.
Who was your teacher, Dr. Frankenstein?
No joke.
No, seriously.
Welcome to Biology 2. I'm Dr. Mengele.
Yeah,
a kite to a fly.
Here's what we're doing.
We glued them on. We glued them onto something, and they'd fly away.
Oh my!
You guys remember
God.
In biology, you would take a kitten and dunk it in concrete, and then you would see how long it took before it gnawed its own legs off to get free?
Oh, my goodness.
So an arm to its back. Class, take maybe all the redheaded kids.
Of course, the lesson was the life. They
remember
need
taking
life.
A circular saw to a horse?
Wasn't that fun, biology?
Boy, that was fun.
Hey, by the way, we missed some important stuff in today in history. While we were gone.
We haven't done today in history for... We need to do the last week in history.
Okay, yeah. 1431, Joan of Arc burned at the stake.
That's right. Nice. I saw
hot.
That.
Horrible.
I saw
that. Yeah.
Okay. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.